Another question that I'd like to ask you also. It's a very important question because it could have changed musical history. I understand that you and Roy ended up at the house of Elvis Presley in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're going to pass on a song called Only the Lonely, but obviously Elvis was asleep at 6:30 in the morning. Now, suppose the tables were turned and Elvis was awake, did the song, had a multi-million seller song, and he would be asking more from you and Roy as songwriters. Now, if that would have been the case, nobody would have ever heard of Joe Melson again and or Roy Orbison because they would be writing songs for Elvis. That would have changed musical history, wouldn't it?
Okay. The thing, yes. Definitely your statement has impact. The thing of it is that song was going to be passed to two or three different people. And I don't mind telling you since we're talking.
Good.
We went to Elvis first and talked to him on the phone at this speaker, so the guard, somebody talked to Roy and said he was, like I said, asleep or whatever. And he couldn't see us, but they invited us to the R.C. Victor session later in the week. And we didn't go, but he invited us there. And so we didn't make contact on the song, but due to the fact we couldn't see him. At that time, he was preparing, actually, the real truth of he was preparing for a session in Nashville, and he was trying to get ready for it and didn't want to see anybody. That's
sure.
The real truth of that. So we went on into Nashville, and we showed the song to the Everly Brothers. They said, oh, that's a cute little thing, you know, the backup. Dum, 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 dum. And said, we ought to put that in the album. And Roy and I got to talk, and said, there ain't no way we're going to put this in the album.
Right.
We're going to cut it ourselves.
You don't want to bury it.
You can out-sing them, you know, so let's do it.
Yeah.
The thing is it would have changed history because inside the Song of Only the Lonely was the continuing of the swing music that was in Raindrops.
Right.
A continuation that rooted the whole style of Roy Orbison.
Yes, it did.
And it would definitely have changed because who knows if Elvis did a hit and we got a little money, you know, which you probably would have.
Right.
We'd got some money there. And who knows what we'd have done. It would have done to the career to actually just almost, we had the way I wrote was in me and the way Roy wrote was inside him.
So only him and you could have done
that kind of song.
Yeah.
Again, because I had written a lot of Only the Lonely before I met Roy.
Yeah.
And I might have never felt that way again.
Well, that's called partnership and almost being married, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it would change. It would have taken us a while, I think, to show back up. I think we'd have shown back up, but it definitely would have altered the history of Roy Orbison and Joe Melson.
Yes, it would have.
Teams. Yes.
Well, you mentioned the Everly Brothers, you know, and you did a pretty darn good job yourself on Wake Up Little Susie.
Yeah, that took off in Boston.
Yeah.
And was beginning to hit.
Yeah.
And what happened is Wesley would not promote it. Wesley Rose, the Wake Up Rose, wouldn't promote it because he wanted to keep the combination of Orbison and Melson together as writers.
Right.
And split that up in artistry. I think he saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, he figured you guys would be history as far as writing for him.
The picture of money, I think, faded. Okay?
Yeah.
So they would not promote me. But that song took off in Boston. It was, they say, hey, I think you got a hit, man.
Well, we played it last week in our show last week, and we're going to play it again. Can you stick around with one more set?
I'll do it.
Okay, hold on just for a couple more songs, Joe. We'll talk to you again, and it's gracious of you enough to call us, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, here's your version of Wake Up Little Susie.